You're listening to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. Robin Witten is with me. We're talking audiobooks. Robin, what are you recommending today?
Well, we're on to one of the mysteries, Joe.
Yes.
So here we go with Tana French's new mystery called The Hunter from the Cal Hooper series, book two, and it is read by Roger Clark.
And I listened to this last week. Okay, what did you think?
I loved it.
I loved it too.
Is it the Irish? Is it Roger Clark's Irish accent? I don't know.
I'll tell you the truth, because when I first started listening, it really took me a minute. I was not liking Roger Clark, but very quickly, I absolutely was captivated by his voice. And it really was the different accents that he had. I mean, different voices, that Irish accent and the way he did Cal's voice and Trey's voice. I would forget it's only one narrator.
Right. Well, but we got to back up because no one knows what we're talking about here. We've got,
so
Cal.
Do it.
All right. Cal Hooper is an American ex-Chicago cop who has moved to sort of the back of beyond in a village in a very rural part of Ireland. In the first book, he takes teenage Trey under his wing. Trey is now 15. And what happens here is Trey's absent father, who went off quite a while ago, comes back with a get-rich scheme for the villagers. And the insular world of this village gets completely complicated, ended to some extent, and very unpredictable.
And it's also, I think, important to know that it's Ireland in the world of this book, as I think in real life, it's much hotter than usual. They're facing a drought. These people are farmers. So they're very susceptible to a get-rich-quick scheme because they're looking at losing everything they have.
Right. It is so interesting because Roger Clark has this incredibly deep voice. We'll hear in a second. And it's sort of shocking in as you start it, but as you say, suddenly he has you in this village, and the banter
Absolutely.
Between all the guys in the pub, the lads in the pub, is absolutely to die for. First of all, Tana French writes the most amazingly wonderful dialogue. You know, Roger Clark is delivering this. I don't think I could read it in the way with my eyes the way I hear it. So
should we share a little of the joy?
I just have a little bit of Trey talking about Cal's place.
Okay. This is The Hunter. It's book two of the Cal Hooper series, written by Tana French and narrated by Roger Clark.
Cal's place is peace. As far up the mountain as Trey's house is, and as far from any other, it ought to be peaceful enough, but it crowds her. Her oldest brother and sister are gone. But Liam and Alana are 6 and 5 and are mostly yelling for one reason or another. And Maeve is 11 and is mostly complaining and slamming the door of the room she shares with Trey. Even when they accidentally go a few minutes without making a racket, the buzz of them is always there. Their mam is silent. But it's not a silence with peace in it. It takes up space, like some heavy thing made of rusted iron built around her. Lena Dunn, who lives down below the mountains and who gave Trey the dog, says her mam used to be a talker, and a laugher, too. Trey doesn't disbelieve her, exactly, but she finds the image inaccessible.
Did he get in earphones?
Absolutely. Right at the top of my list this week. Wow. That's a great audiobook.
It is a really great audiobook. My dog, I'm telling you, the legs were walked off her because I could not stop listening. I was just, okay, we'll just go. Well, come on. Come on, Maisie. Let's just go a little bit further because I didn't.
And they're great dogs in the story as well. So
I know there are dogs.
It is interesting because this is a diversion for people who know Tana French's work. This is a diversion from her other Dublin Murder Squad series. I now would like to listen to the first one in the series, the first Cal Hooper.
It was so good. It was very good.
Yeah.
Okay, we were talking about The Hunter, which is book two in the Cal Hooper series. And I've listened to both, and I can say you really could start with The Hunter, but it probably is, you know, I think it'll be a little more fulfilling if you do start with The Searcher.
Yeah.
They're both written by Tana French and read by Roger Clark. They both come to complete endings, but I think you'll appreciate more of the textures within The Hunter.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm going to go backwards. So that will be a treat.
It definitely will. Okay. Thank you very, very much, Robin. And I will talk to you tomorrow.
All right. We will talk tomorrow.
Behind the Mic is brought to you by Thomas Nelson, publisher of Think This, Not That. 12 mind shifts to break through limiting beliefs and becoming who you were born to be. Written and narrated by Dr. Josh Axe and available everywhere you get your audiobooks. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.